The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a lawsuit on behalf of 22 students in Wagner, South Dakota. The ACLU claims the students' rights were violated when a local school used a German Shepherd to sniff them for drugs. South Dakota Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
The school where the searches took place is on the west side of Wagner, where upscale houses share space with gleaming strip malls and diners. The school is a large concrete and tile building built in 1972, well-kept and swarming with nearly 800 kids, grades K through 12. On the playground, children scamper over a brightly painted jungle gym, shoot hoops, and play soccer on a grassy playing field. Most kids here have had the entire summer to put last May's events behind them. But Amy Raymond, an eighth grader at the school, remembers the incident clearly, recalling how things came to a tense standstill one morning.
Principal came over the intercom and said, "You're having a lockdown. We're sitting there for like at least half an hour." He told you couldn't leave the classroom and stuff. And then the drug dog came in. It was a German Shepherd. And they told you put your hands on the desk and sit quietly.
Amy says the dog sniffed the students one by one. Children were told not to make eye contact or move because the dog might bite them. She shrugs the incidents off now, but Amy Raymond's mother, Bernadette, still wants answers.
Well, the more I found out, the more upset I was getting about it, because I thought, how could you do this? I mean, where do you get off doing this to our kids, you know, to my kids?
ACLU officials met with parents to discuss the searches. Some parents said their children saw the dog break loose in a kindergarten class and chase children around the room. Others reported that a child wet himself with fright, and others were scared about going back to school the next day. Wagner school officials, the police, and their attorneys declined to comment for the story. But in a newspaper interview, the school's attorney said the drug searches were reasonable, since they addressed concerns of students about drug use by their peers. Jennifer Ring of the ACLU of the Dakotas dismisses that notion.
It's not reasonable, it's not a rational way of dealing with a problem, and it's not legal.
Ring says the drug searches were unwarranted, and adds that drug sniffing dogs are normally taken to suspects' lockers, not their desks.
You don't do this general sweep through class after class after class, every child in the class, leaving some of these kids just petrified.
Ring and the plaintiffs say that school officials went too far in pushing for a drug-free school, though no one denies that drugs are being discussed among kids, and it's a common concern across many schools nationwide. Some families believe that the searches were racially motivated. All 22 students in the suit are Native American, and the Wagner school system is struggling with another lawsuit claiming bias against Indians in school board elections. The school's attorney has dismissed claims of prejudice and denied that children under the fourth grade were searched or that the dog ever broke free from its handler. ACLU officials won't discuss what damages they're seeking, but parent Bernadette Raymond says she just wants the assurance that her children won't have to face drug dogs in class ever again. Meanwhile, school officials and the ACLU have reached an agreement that will keep drug-sniffing dogs out of Wagner classrooms until the case is settled. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Wagner, South Dakota.